Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The dragon comes from, Revelation says the dragon comes from the earth. And so you think about it, you know, three dragons are over America right now. Turkey is on, is basically going back. Their president is going back to an Islamic nation. We've provided them with the Iron Curtain and all these different things. Pat Robinson reported on the news. Says, you know, we know about, with CBN News, we know about, you know, Russia, and we know about Persia, which is Iran and Russia, but we don't really know who Gomer is. And Gomer's pretty much very well could be Turkey. Mm-hmm. And everything's coming together right now. But why did we prop up Turkey? Like, why did we give such props to Turkey when this offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood is taking over now, the reports are, in Turkey? Mm-hmm. Just because it's not called the Muslim Brotherhood, that's what's coming in. Remember, they replaced all their generals because every time they would rise up to try to change the constitution back from a secular government to go Islamic, the military generals, we've got a whole segment on this. You can you can hear it. But the generals would rise up and they would defend their constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. So they would stop people from trying to come against the constitution.
Right.
Well, this particular president of Turkey removed all the reports are he removed all those generals. I believe he even locked them up. I mean, you could be locked up in a palace, but he definitely removed them and put his people in place, just setting things up. It's one thing about the devil. It's one thing about the devil is he's a lot more patient than God's people are. I mean, he'll work a 100-year plan, and because it's such a long plan, you know, God's people tend to forget and, you know, get lost in the blessing. And I know that's not moving, so I just want to check on that.
I'll fix it.
Okay, thank you. Well, this is amazing how God's stretching this time.
Yeah.
And
got about a minute.
Okay, thank you. And but think about it. This all this is going at the same time, and Chuck Pierce is the one that gets this word about these three dragons. So understand, you know, based on my understanding, and we all know in part and prophesy in part, but you can just study those that have gone before you. And that's what he says in Hebrews, imitate those that have gone before you. And you can borrow wisdom and experience, especially if you're rightly related to those that have gone before you, instead of just trying to break off and do your own thing. You know, just glean. And the one thing that would always happen, it would be the bad times would be going on, but at the same time, there would be a move of God paralleling that. I mean, look what was going on during the time when Paul's ministry was going on. Roman oppression. You know, the Ottoman Empire was doing all of its stuff. And you had all the things I was talking about in India going on where they're coming in trying to take over India, the silk trade and the different things going on. It was not everybody, you know, America, we have this mindset. And we're going to break. America, we have this mindset as American Christians that it's got to be, the weather's got to be sunny, got to have some change in the account, food in the pantry, got to have name brand clothes on, and a new car, and a decent house, if it's God. Now, if none of this stuff's lined up, if those stars in your life are not lined up, then something, this is not God.
That's right.
Right.
That's a lie. The truth is, it's going to be ever how God wants it to be able to win mankind to himself. And he says, if my people who are called by my name, what he says before that, though, he says, I'm going to send storms on the earth to be able to turn my people back to me. And so the thing is, the storm could be a good thing that brings God's people back to him. As I said yesterday, we got to be ready to respond to this. Do you have anything to tell them when they say, how do I find Jesus? We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com.
VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.